This meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, so thank you all for joining. As Alan previously mentioned today, so there were several documents that were sent. So following the face-to-face meeting that the Revit team had last week in Brussels. And before we start reviewing those documents, I just wanted to ask you, considering that several goals and asks were set before the face-to-face meeting, I wanted to have your views on how those were met. So, for example, as goals, there were an ask, for example, to have Revit members, volunteer, take responsibilities on scope, leave with work assignments. I wanted to have your feeling on the level of participation during the meeting, but also have your input on whether you feel that they now better understand the specific review processes, and whether they were able like to clearly identify the task performed by subgroups, the different responsibilities, and also fully understand the work plan, and also whether you were you had a good satisfaction over the meeting overall. Thank you.
Anyone want to go first, or do you want me to? Catherine or Susan?
Go for it.
Okay. I wasn't quite sure what to expect, and I guess in that sense I wasn't disappointed. The process of coming to closure on the scope took longer than I had hoped, but probably not longer than I expected. I would have liked to come out of there with real assignments that we would know who was doing what, and we didn't. And that gives me some level of discomfort, but I guess we're going to have to wait and see. I think the way we left it is the recommendations on or the review of the previous recommendations. Lisa was going to essentially assign people, and that may have been done already. I haven't had a chance to look at any of the documents that were sent earlier today. So I'm optimistic, but still a little bit worried that we are actually going to get major contributions from everyone. And I guess that's where I sit right now. I don't think, remind me, because I can't remember, did we try to assign the new scope items to the ones other than the review of the past recommendations to anyone, or is that still a to-do, I think? Is that correct? Anybody?
Hi, Alan. So as you mentioned, and as Lisa mentioned in the chat, there was a metric that was prepared,
okay.
And we will review that during this call together. And if you want, we can go back to your question a bit later on. If that's okay with you, otherwise we can.
Yeah, no, it's fine. The overall summary is, we got a fair amount done, and after hearing the woes that are going on in the SSR review team, I guess we should consider ourselves in a good position. But I'm still not feeling 100% comfortable, but mm-hmm. Maybe that goes with the job.
Thank you, Alan, for your feedback. That's really useful.
Anybody else have anything to add? Catherine, I think, is away.
Correct.
And Susan will speak up, I'm presuming, if she has something to say.
Yeah, this is Susan. Actually, I thought it went really well. I think, and I know that we gave some thought to, and I must say, all of last week, and I can't remember all the details, but sorry for that. But I feel like we, people at least verbally expressed some interest in what they were working on. So if we just organize that for, or what they wanted to work on. And that was sort of apparent when we were walking around and adding questions and thoughts to the each scope item. So I think if on Thursday we sort of formalize that and get commitment, then we can move forward with some things.
I don't feel bad. I wasn't quite sure what to expect, and people were vocal, and that was a good thing. I'm not sure people are. Well, I'll hold that back. All right, Jean-Baptiste, if I could ask you to take us through the agenda today, as that I haven't had a chance to look at it until about.
No problem at all. No problem, Alan. Happy to. So the first item on the agenda, and that's mainly on what we will focus today, is to have a look at the different documents that were produced following the face-to-face meeting, starting with the decisions reached and action items that were identified, followed by an updated version of the scope and objectives, and then the different objectives and expressions of interest from Ruby team members, and that's the matrix, including all the different objectives.
Okay.
Then we have summarized in documents all the different questions that were asked on the Who is One implementation briefings, and we would need your sign-off on this. And finally, also, based on the input received at the face-to-face meeting, the work plan was updated, and we wanted to review that together today. So if you haven't had time, I will just project the decisions reached and action items on screen, just to have a review and make sure that we are on. That's a long list.
That's a scary list of action items.
Yes. So if you wish, I can either provide you with a bit of time to read it, or we can just go through it together.
Let's just go through it quickly.
Okay, perfect. So on this decisions reached, so of course we had the leadership confirmed with you, Alan, and Catherine and Susan, so with you, Alan, as chair, and Catherine and Susan as vice chairs. It was agreed that the groups will present their recommendations to the review team, in San Juan, the time of a plenary call will be discussed again after Abu Dhabi. The ICANN 16 formal meeting is confirmed for October 31st at lunchtime, quarter past noon till quarter past one. Review team reached preliminary agreements on scope to be reflected in an updated scope and objectives tables for review and insertion into terms of reference. So this is what we'll be discussing next. Any comments on those decisions reached?
No, I'm in terms of the subgroups reporting in San Juan. I'm not comfortable with that implying that they're not going to have to do anything, reporting anything back until then. That's sort of what it implies. I would prefer to say something like subgroups have a target of completing their recommendations by San Juan.
Okay.
Which gives us some wiggle room, but on the other hand, it doesn't imply that they're silent until then.
Makes sense. We can update that. Any other comments?
No, the rest looks okay to me.
Okay, Susan, Catherine, any comments?
I'm assuming that will...
I'm just walking through right now. I do have a question on the statement of interest form. So that's quite different than what we've been asked to do in the past. And I was wondering how widely adopted is that for the rest of the ICANN community?
Alice, can you reply to Suzanne on that?
Hi, Susan. This is Alice. So it's a form that we received from ICANN Legal last week prior to the meeting. If there's some questions that you want me to relay to them, I'm happy to do it. But essentially, I think it's pretty standard. It was tailored for this review. But in any case, I'm happy to record any questions they are. So if you want me to take an action item and ask, that would be, I'd be happy to do that.
What is the target, by the way, when you want that back? Initially we had said before leaving the meeting, but clearly that didn't happen.
No, as soon as possible would be ideal.
Yeah, my only comment on it is it doesn't seem like a statement of interest at all. It is a affirmation regarding conflict of interest, but it doesn't seem to be anything related to what we would normally call a statement of interest. I don't much care, but I just note that.
Noted. Okay, so Susan, would you like me to ask ICANN Legal for additional information on this?
Well, I'm just curious to, I'm not really opposed to it, but I guess I just don't want to be the first one and then the only one to do it. Since they just rolled this out last week, is that only the RDS who is review team that's received these? Is it just review teams, working groups in general? Will this be the current state for or requirement for all SOIs?
So all review teams in the past and, upcoming review teams are asked to sign a statement of interest, to fill in a statement of interest and conflict of interest policy. So it's pretty standard in that sense.
Just for the record, I don't think there was conflict of interest statements earlier on. I understand that ICANN is more sensitive about it now. I don't think I did one for ATRT. Maybe I'm misremembering. In any case, conflict of interest seems to be something that's more on people's minds these days. And I gather from a comment that someone made to me that there is a conflict of interest. There was a conflict of interest issue on the SSR review that, if I got it correct, that they didn't want, ICANN doesn't want people who might be bidding on contracts to be part of a review team. So, it's not 100% clear how that's reflected in this document, but that does seem to be an issue these days.
Yeah. And I heard a little bit about that, too. It's just,
Yeah.
okay, well, I'll get it to you.
But I personally don't see anything offensive in it. I'm also mildly curious about its lineage and what the future is going to be, since this one is very carefully specific to the RDS review. And other than that, it seems to be relatively bare bones, certainly compared to some of the others I've seen over the last couple of years, which were far more extensive than this one is.
I just haven't seen anything beyond, general SOI that you what we were asked to fill out to apply to the review team.
I understand. There's been a lot of discussion on conflicts of interest in ICANN, as I'm sure you're well aware. And I've seen some early other ones that were, literally pages long and so onerous that people were refusing to sign them. Anyway, I don't have a real problem with this one. We'll see if anyone else does and react accordingly. All right, let's go through the action items to the extent that we do. I don't think we really want to read them all verbatim, but if we can just quickly summarize as we go through them. Or Susan and Catherine, are you happy to review these offline and get back if there's any problems?
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
Yeah, I think we want to send it out by the sort of end of business today, so we don't have too much time. But I hate reading things on
yes.
calls.
I understand.
All right. So all of us have a to-do of if you see anything wrong with the action items, please note them.
I just have one question, Alan. This is Catherine, if I may.
Sure, please.
It's on the action item on the template where I was hoping that I can or could provide draft inputs for the first pass scoping of effort. And I just wanted to make sure that that hasn't already been sent because I have so many emails from Jean-Baptiste that I'm not sure I haven't overlooked something. So could somebody tell me whether this has already been sent to me?
Hi, Catherine. This is Alice.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. So I actually spent some time on the template today, and then I've sent it to my colleagues for some additional comments, edits, and so on. So we'll get that to you later in the week. Potentially on Friday, but no, rest assured it's not in your inbox and waiting for your input yet.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Alice.
All right, back to you, Jean-Baptiste.
Yes, so moving on to the next item on the agenda, which was the discussion on the scope and objectives document that was updated, and I would ask Lisa if she can report on that. Thank you.
Lisa Pfeiffer for the record. So I was maintaining this table as we went through our discussions on the second day of the face-to-face. And so this is just a clean version of the objectives that the group ended up at by the end of the second day, agreed to actually conduct a review of, as well as you'll see on the second page of this, some items where the team agreed to drop as a review objective, but to provide a statement of rationale for it as part of initially the terms of reference, but presumably as part of the review team's report as well. So what I've done is I've captured on the second page of this the statements that were made during the meeting about a rationale for dropping those items. Of course, that can be further refined, but hopefully we are very close to nailing down this list of objectives, the exact text for it, and then the items for which a specific review won't be conducted, but rationale would be given as to why.
Okay. Are there any parts that are still in square brackets or still need to be filled in from your perspective?
No, actually. I feel that we've filled in all of the placeholders, and at this point, probably it's only a matter of everyone stepping back and saying, yes, it all hangs together. I have no further concerns that I want to raise.
Okay. And so is there any reason that can't be sent out immediately, or do you want us to read it first? I'm happy to have us do it in parallel with the group and make sure the group has the maximum amount of time to do it.
So I certainly have no concerns about sending it forward since I believe that it reflects, what we discussed. And hopefully in your careful review, you'll find that too.
Yeah, and once you send it out, I'll add a note of my own, particularly noting that whatever is here, we are committing to do, and just recognize that it scares me a little bit that we're in the future looking at having one group set the scope and another group having to actually do it. But in this case, we are the same group of people, so I think we need to. By accepting this, we're taking ownership that we'll actually deliver the end product. So, okay, let's go proceed then. We all have that on our to-do list, but to do in time for the Thursday meeting.
Perfect. Thank you, Alan, and thank you, Lisa. Moving on to the next item. So that's maybe something, Alan, you will if you did not have enough time to read it. So in this document were compiled the different questions that were received on the implementation briefings. So this was for your review and for sign-off. But if you wish, we can leave you more time to review that offline.
Yeah, I'll do that. Certainly I'll do that one today, and hope you should be able to get it out. So I'll do that one in the same time frame as the action items.
Perfect. Okay, moving on to the next item is the work plan that was updated following the input that was received in Brussels. So I'm just going to share my screen. And yes, Lisa, you have a question. Go ahead.
Yes, I think we skipped over the expressions of interest mix.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. Thank you, Lisa. And Lisa, if I can invite you to present the matrix, that would be great. Thank you.
Yes. First, of course, this is the eye test. What we've done here is, as you recall, towards the end of our second day of meetings, we did a show of hands around the room about who might be interested in taking a first pass look at what was involved in each of the items that ended up being objectives for the review team. So what I put together here was a reflection of that to help us finalize some selections for each of these activities. So you'll see in the left-hand column, of course, the topics that ended up being objectives for this review, with the first one being broken down into each of the recommendations, or in the case of accuracy, a group of recommendations from the first review team. Across the top, individual review team member names, and then in the far right, a total of the number of people who volunteered for that particular topic. So I've started filling this out with some obvious selections. So recall that you indicated you would like a member of the leadership team to be part of each of these efforts. And so in cases where only one member of the leadership team volunteered for a particular topic, I've colored that box yellow because clearly then you're by default a member of that subgroup. There are a couple of other items where it was obvious. For example, let's just do number three, outreach. There were only two people that volunteered for that task. And since you indicated you want groups of two to three people, then both of the volunteers are colored yellow and you have a team of two. So in the far right, the boxes that are colored green are sort of by default selected. So let me just take an example of that. The outreach, that would be Alan and Erica, a total of two people looking at that particular set of recommendations from the first review team. If we jump down then to recommendation 11 on the common interface, there are only three people that volunteered for that task, and if you want a team of three members, actually, there's a mistake there. The box under Alan's name probably should be colored because that would be Alan, Susan, and Volker as the three people that volunteered for that. Any of the items that aren't colored green on the right are where you have some selection decisions to make. So, for example, if we start at recommendation number one, strategic priority, you have four people who volunteered. I've colored Catherine as the leadership team representative for that. And that was really just to distribute responsibility since, Alan, you volunteered for everything. And then this leadership team here today perhaps could choose from amongst those four people the two or three people that you think should be on that particular task. And our hope was we could quickly step through these, identify the the team members, and then you would have that for your Thursday plenary call.
Yeah, thank you. To the extent possible, I'd like to get three if we can for everyone. So I would tend to Mark and Carlton and Volker on that one.
All right. So I've marked Carlton and Volker. Any concerns about that?
That's not going to be a particularly onerous one.
Oh, on what are we talking? Which one are we talking about? I'm
strategic
sorry.
Priority.
Oh, okay.
All right. So then moving on, so you have three for that item. Moving on to the next recommendation, number two, the single who is policy. You have five volunteers for that. Again, I colored Catherine as the leadership team moderator for that one based on trying to distribute responsibility across the three of you. But of the other four, which two would you choose for this one? And that would be Alan, Carlton, Thomas, and Volker.
Well, Carlton hasn't selected many, so I don't think we have a choice but to put him there.
Yes, I would suggest, I mean, if Alan, if you are not totally hell-bent on doing this one, then we could have Carlton and maybe Thomas Walden doing it, because I see that Volker has selected five and Thomas four, in the interest of distributing the work more evenly. We could have Carlton and me and Thomas looking at this one.
That sounds fine to me.
All right, so I'll mark Carlton, Catherine, and Thomas on this one for a total of three. The next one, we only have two people who volunteered for it, so there doesn't seem to be a decision to be made there.
I've got a blank. Remind me what outreach means in this context.
I believe this was community outreach to raise awareness of who is.
Oh, so this is the one about
the
rights and rights and stuff, mm-hmm. and the portal. Okay. I think we should ask for someone else at the meeting for that one. Or in the email that you send out with the table.
Okay. So we'll ask for one additional person to volunteer for that.
Yep.
The fourth is compliance. Again, five people volunteered. In this case, all of you volunteered to participate. I colored in Susan here and also on the compliance down in topic seven, just for the sake of consistency. And again, you know, distributing across the three of you. If you're happy with that, then the question is, which of the other four would you assign to this task?
Well, I think I think Thomas has to be included. I will put my name in for that one also, because I'm going to certainly stick my head into it. I don't think I'm going to. I'm not going to be a lead person on it, but compliance is something I've been involved in critiquing over the years, so I think I want to at least watch what's going on, if not be more active. And
but let me just be – sorry, I have a question on that one.
Sure.
This is Catherine. Just to check, this is just for the first pass, right? This is just who takes care of filling in the template for the first pass. So if we say we don't want to be on this one as part of the three people team, that doesn't mean we cannot follow the work and get involved, right?
That's true. That's true.
Safe side.
Actually, I was thinking more about compliance in terms of topic seven. So leave me off of this one. Sorry, I was speaking incorrectly. So if we want three, we want that.
We all have an interest in this one.
Yeah. And the bulk of our work is going to actually show up later on, so I don't think this one is going to be particularly onerous. Thomas and...
Me off, and then we're almost down to three.
No, I don't think we're going to... Well, hold it. Compliance, Susan is the only one listed right now.
Well, and you said Thomas.
And Thomas, okay. I, I'm just looking at, let's say Erica. If people have problems, they can comment, but we might as well try to assign it. We'll do a count afterwards and see just how many people each of the people have, because we really do want to make sure that the work is spread around. Okay, data accuracy. Catherine is the lead person, the leadership person on it. Lily doesn't have anything. Let's put Lily on that one. And we don't want Thomas, I don't think, because we don't want all law enforcement and people with that bent. We need people with another viewpoint on it as well. So I guess, Dimitri?
All right.
How about asking Carlton if he'll work on that one?
In addition to Dimitri, or?
No, instead of.
Instead of.
At least for the first pass. He was on the expert working group and has should have a pretty good knowledge of that subject.
I think if you want to balance the law enforcement interest, I'm not sure Carlton will be your man.
No. Oh.
He seemed pretty understanding.
Well, I just don't want a perception that we only had one set of people. He's, you know, I think I would fall into that category also of being sympathetic, but I don't much care.
It's fine by me. I just wanted to, sorry, I thought you were trying to look for people who were who had more sympathy for the cost issues.
Ah, oh, in that case, Volker didn't put up his hand on that. No, data accuracy. He didn't put up his hand. Is there anyone other than Volker who? Well, and Stephanie didn't either. I'm not sure who else you would put in that category then.
Well, I mean, Dimitri does work for I think he runs the back end for a number of registries. So
okay.
I think he should have some perspective.
Okay,
on
fine.
I don't think he's such a bad choice.
Okay, let's go for it then.
Okay, so I've recorded Dimitri, Lily, and.
And I think we said
Catherine.
Lily. Yeah.
Moving on to privacy proxy. Catherine, you're the lucky moderator.
We really need at least somebody who was involved in the privacy proxy PDP, and certainly Volker fits that bill. Susan, I don't know, were you involved in that at all?
Yes, and so was Stephanie.
Then let's put Stephanie there and Volker. And we need a hawk also.
We have
oh, we have Catherine as lead. Okay. I'll class you as a hawk in this case. All right, that gives us three in that case, correct?
I'm sorry, could you recap that?
I think we have Catherine, Stephanie, and Volker, I think we said.
Yes. And I just see that for four, it's not in the notes. Do you want us to recap that one? Oh, no. It's appearing right now.
For four was Erica, Thomas, and Susan.
Yeah, this isn't live. Oh, I see you're looking at the actual notes. All right, recommendation 11, common interface.
I think we're good on the next five, no?
Yeah. Well, we only have two on common interface. It's not a particularly onerous one, So I'm happy with just leaving the two there. It is one of the things that they've done pretty well. Detailed plan.
Looks like you skipped IDNs. Are we okay with IDNs?
Oh, I'm sorry. As I move my cursor over things disappear from my screen, so it wasn't there.
Okay.
IDN is me and Dimitri, and we probably want one other one there. Nobody else volunteered. We'll look for another volunteer. Let's look for another volunteer on IDNs.
Is that one where we could ask Carlton?
We could. Be nice if we had someone else who actually speaks a language that uses IDNs, but we don't have very many on this in this call. I guess Lily is the only other one.
Well, we use umlauts. Does that count?
No. they don't need IDNs, unfortunately, or fortunately.
Lily is actually an interesting suggestion because you note she hasn't only volunteered for 3
yeah.
and wasn't chosen for 10.
Yeah. Okay. Let's ask Lily if she participate in that one. She certainly meets the criteria of using it, and Chinese scripts, I think, are one of the major focal points of IDNs in the world we're living in. So. Detailed plan, I don't think this is going to be a very substantive one. There's certainly lots of words have been published. So I'm happy with just 2 on that unless someone else feels they want to push it. And annual reports.
3 on checking whether there's been annual reports. We should definitely have 3 on detailed planning.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just being facetious.
Why don't we group those two together? And let's take me, Chris. And Lily, I guess. And we're asking Lily to go into the other one. I don't much care. Anyone have a thought on that?
I think that's fine. I mean, possibly we could also ask her to volunteer on the law enforcement needs. I mean, I see we have a number of people. But given that Thomas hasn't been able to participate in a number of items, it might be good to have a second person on that one from the law enforcement side.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay. That's fine.
And this one certainly isn't too onerous, so having
those isn't.
2 would probably not be too much.
So recommendations 15 and 16 are being grouped together under Alan, Chris, and who?
Thomas.
So even though you have Eric and Lily volunteering, you're choosing Thomas instead.
Sorry, Alan, Chris, and Lily, I thought. No?
Sorry, I didn't understand you, Catherine.
Maybe Alan, Chris, and Lily because she volunteered?
That's what I would vote.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, then topic 2, which is anything new, is Alan, Stephanie, and I don't know if you wish to ask somebody to join you.
Well, at this point, there's nothing there. So
right.
I'm not worried about populating 2 until we have items. unless I'm missing something. I don't think we. I think it's a catch-all that we may populate, but we have nothing in it at the moment. So I think we can leave that one in abeyance.
Sorry, this is Catherine. If I may, I think this one would actually take quite some work in the scoping phase now, because that would be where we would need to identify if there is anything new that we need to look at. That there is a... Or maybe I'm misunderstanding this category.
No, we did, I think you're right. We did have... Lisa, I think we did include an active phase to try to find something new, did we not?
Yes, I believe that the expectation was that ICANN.org would do the inventory, but then the team would actually take a look at the inventory and think about whether there was anything new that needed to be addressed.
Okay. All right. From that context, we have... Yeah, we really need someone else there. Stephanie and I will almost surely butt heads on something there, and we need someone else. Stephanie is certainly very inclined to increase the scope and increase items in this, I think. And I think we probably want to add someone else into that. Susan, are you willing to?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. Law enforcement, I got put on it that's interesting. We have Thomas. Do we not want to put all of our law enforcement people on this one? Which implies Catherine and Lily.
Well, we could. I mean, I was wondering whether that's providing the balance. But this is just for the first pass, right? So
yeah,
and you could also do that if you prefer.
I mean, I'm certainly going to act as a counterbalance, and Chris also put his name up for it. So I would put a big team on this one.
For the first pass already.
Yeah. Well, okay. If this is truly just the first pass, then we have Thomas, Chris, me, and I would replace Catherine. If you can take the load, I would replace me with you on this one. If you feel you're getting too heavily loaded, say so, though, please.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see after this first pass.
Okay.
You know, I think that's an opportunity also for people to reassess the workload.
So that would be Catherine.
The first pass should be to try and assess the workload.
That would be Catherine, Crisp, and Thomas, was it?
Let's start with that.
And moving on to consumer trust.
Susan volunteered. Stephanie, I think, is a reasonable person. We don't have too many things for her at this point. And Erica, who I think also has some interest in that area. And I would add Dimitri.
Can we not add Carlton because he's on the team?
I don't think there's really any overlap between that, because they're not really looking at consumer trust from a WHOIS point of view. They're looking at do new GTLDs increase consumer trust, and I don't really think there's any overlap there. Now, we may want to add Carlton because he didn't volunteer for many things,
sorry.
But I don't think there's really any overlap. because on the CCT review team.
Okay.
I'm still a little bit at a loss to know what consumer trust means in the context of who is, but I'm willing to be educated.
As you were talking, I circled four names, and I'm not sure that was what was intended. I circled Susan, Stephanie, Erica, and Dimitri?
I think that's what I said.
Yeah, that's
I'm not trying to pass laws. I'm just making suggestions. Let's leave it at that and see how many we have for each people when we finish this. Finish going through this table.
So that will be our first team of four.
Yeah.
All right. And then topic five is safeguarding data. Alan, the others who volunteered were Dimitri, Stephanie, and Volker.
Okay. Let's take the three. Let's take all four for this one. The new topics are far more substantive than the reports on the past recommendations. I think they're going to be. So let's go with four on that. All four who volunteered.
All right, and then the most popular compliance.
We have Susan. I'm willing to. Carlton, I think, has not done many.
I'm willing to step down.
I'm curious that Chris has volunteered for that. It's going to be an interesting position for a board member, but if he volunteered, I'm willing to let him be there. Who else?
And Erica.
Erica? Okay.
Well,
all right, so that's...
There's a lot of people who volunteered who might have a similar perspective.
At the moment, that's Carlton, Chris, Erica, and Susan.
All right, given all of that...
I mean, it's a big topic.
Yeah. Given all of that, how many... highlighted squares do you have for each of the people?
Just a minute, I'm tallying. You'll have to let me update the spreadsheet to check my math, okay?
Yeah.
But it looks like we have somewhere between 3 and 6 for everyone. Alan, you're the only one at 6. Carlton, Chris, Dimitri, Lily, and Thomas are all at 3. Volker, Stephanie, Erica are at 4. And then, of course, Catherine and Susan, you're at 5. It makes sense that those of you on the leadership team are a little bit higher than the others since you're attempting to moderate everything.
Yeah, and we're not necessarily there to do the work. So, I think that's a fine cut to start. And don't we have two of them that we said we're going to ask for another volunteer? Did we not?
That's correct. The two were outreach and IDNs.
Okay. All right. I think that's good enough to go into the meeting.
So we'll update this table to reflect the selections that you made. Do you want then to share the table as it is or to share the end result of who's on each team?
I would share the table as it is. So it shows that we have taken some people who volunteered and didn't choose them, and we have, in a few cases, added people in who didn't volunteer.
All right, very good. And this is, of course, for the first pass planning for each of these subgroups.
Okay, where are we on the agenda now? I'm starting to run out of time, so I think we need to move a little bit faster.
Yes, so moving on to the work plan, and I'm going to let Alice present that quickly, and I'm going to share my screen.
Thank you, Jean-Baptiste. So I'll make this quick. Let's just wait for the screen. Great. Thank you, Jean-Baptiste. So essentially, the spreadsheet was updated to reflect the discussions we had in Brussels. Row 11 and 12, I've changed the percentage there to capture the progress that was made last week. Row 13, 14, and 15, I've updated the completion date to match the November 24th deadline that we set in Brussels. Row 19, I added the template Catherine asked for on planning, so it's in there and is reflected below as well. So if we scroll down to 24, 25, 26, I've changed the completion date to end of January, as I know there were some concerns with New Year's Eve being set as a deadline for all these requests. So that was inserted. And then, as you will see, all the workforces, the buckets, that is, have been incorporated into the spreadsheet. And, different color codes were used according to different workforces, so there's no confusion there. And and the administrative duties essentially will be encapsulated into the document Catherine recommended putting together. So these are the changes that were made. Pretty straightforward, but I'm happy to incorporate any additional comments you have at this juncture. Thank you.
Question for Catherine and Susan. How much have you actually focused on this? Because I will admit I have not looked at it at all, and yet we are making substantive commitments implicitly in the dates here.
I focused on it when Alice reviewed it in the meeting, but haven't looked at it since.
Okay. Yeah, I was watching it also, but I haven't really thought it through and saying, do I really buy in on to all of these dates? I guess it would be useful to the extent possible if we can do a pretty detailed review of it prior to the Thursday meeting and come into that meeting being prepared to identify anything that you feel uncomfortable with.
So, Alan, that makes perfect sense. Does that mean that we can share the work plan in advance of the call, or would you rather
Definitely, because I'm going to ask everyone else in the review to also do that.
Okay, so we'll share with the call material.
Yeah.
Thank you. Great. So I think we can move on to the next agenda item, Jean-Baptiste.
Thank you, Alice. So the next item on the agenda is the plenary call agenda.
And the meeting, I presume, is 1.5 hours, not 2.5?
1.5 hours, that's correct.
Correct. Okay, I see that's now been changed here. All right. Welcome, roll call, SOI, scope and objectives. What target do we want to set for returning the SOIs?
Alice, I recall that you said earlier on the call that you wanted them ASAP, correct? Do you want to fix a deadline?
Okay. What can you confirm what do you mean by signature?
Essentially, what we need to do here is return the signed conflict of interest policy form and then separately fill out the statement of interest form and then also send that to us. So it's two documents that need to be read and filled out as appropriate.
I'm confused. There were two documents?
Yes.
Maybe I didn't notice.
Yes.
There's one document called Statement of Interest and Affirmation Regarding Conflict of Interest.
Right. And then you have the Conflict of Interest Policy that's associated to that Statement of Interest.
And that has to be signed also?
Yes.
All right. I'm just looking through my pieces of paper here to see if I even have that. Does anyone else have that or know what they're talking about? I see. Okay. So there's a conflict of interest policy, which
mm-hmm.
is many pages long.
Yes.
And has a signature at the end. So, but then there's also a conflict of interest policy or affirmation regarding conflict. But the last page of the conflict of interest policy is an affirmation, and yet this one page job is also an affirmation of the conflict of interest policy. How is that different?
It looks like
Ida's the last item affirmation is the same thing.
Right. I'm probably not the best person to answer that question, Alan. I'm happy to take this back to the legal department to get a clarification here from
Please.
Them.
Can you ask them what they mean by signature? ICANN has this schizoid perception that sometimes they just take your name typed on a document that's transmitted as signature. Other times they seem to want a real signature, you know, which could
mm-hmm.
be a pasted-in image, or sometimes they actually want to see something signed and means we have to send it in by fax or paper mail. So find out what it is they actually consider a signature.
Okay, will do.
All right. Scope and objectives we've already talked about, work plan we've talked about, confirm action. But we need an item there to discuss the work commitments or whatever, the matrix.
Okay, I would
unless that's listed under scope or work plan, but I think we think it has a different name, so we probably want an item there.
Yes, we'll clarify that and add it on the agenda.
Okay, and we do not have an item there to talk about. We probably should add an item for the questions, you know, a very short item, just pointing out that they have received, by then they will have received the questions we asked, and note that and please review them. So it'll be a short item, but let's put it on the agenda.
Will do.
Okay. Everyone done? Lisa, go ahead.
Yes, Lisa, go ahead.
I noted this in chat, but we have a couple of action items pending on the terms of reference. And if the goal is still to try to close down on the terms of reference rather soon, you might want to consider whether they belong on the agenda. That would be, I think there's a last call for any definitions to be added by the end of this week. And Alan, you had an action item to propose some additional text in the related to consensus.
All right. That's true, I did. We're not going to have enough time to do all of this in the hour and a half, so what do we leave out? Let's put it on the agenda. We may well, you know, spend 30 seconds on it.
So this is Susan.
Okay.
If we're closing this on Friday and we don't spend any time discussing, I'm actually very concerned about establishing criteria for consensus, and then responsibility for that consensus. So I know, Alan, you were going to draft something. I was sort of waiting for you to do that, but I could draft something and send it your way if you'd like.
If you're volunteering to do that quickly, then yes, please do that. I don't think we're going to close on terms of reference by Friday. There's just no way.
Okay.
But remember, once we accept the responsibility, we accept the work assignments, we don't have a lot else to do in common in plenary meetings at that point. So I'm more comfortable that the meeting the following week, and we're now doing them every week, we will be able to get closer on that meeting. But yes, I don't disagree on the consensus. I find it interesting that perhaps driven by Chris, but Susan, you may also be concerned that we're trying to define these things where other working groups have just left it, as a somewhat undefined issue. But I'm happy to put it there if we if people feel less comfortable with it being undefined. So let
I'll come tomorrow.
Okay, I'll wait for that. So let's put the terms of reference there, and the focus item will be on the consensus. But I don't think we're going to be able to complete much more than that in this time frame.
Lisa, you have your hand raised?
Yes, just a clarification in case I accidentally misled you. So the last call was on by this Friday was for definitions to be added to the terms of reference. But I believe the target you established for formally adopting the terms of reference is the middle of November.
Yeah.
So there is a little bit more time to wrap up other items. My point in raising it was only that we begin the discussion.
Now, at this point, we have a meeting on the 12th and the 19th. By the 26th, I certainly won't be available. So I'm presuming we will be canceling that meeting. And the following meeting that we will be holding will be on the 9th. Is that other people's understanding as well? Anybody?
Yes. Okay, so we'll cancel the October 26th and November 2nd meeting then.
I think we have no choice.
Yes, that makes sense.
So November, middle of November means we have the meeting of the 9th and the 16th. So it gives us a fairly good amount of time, but not unreasonable. Are people comfortable enough to go on? I am late for another meeting right now, which is, as it turns out, an important one.
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right. Then I'll look for these documents. I have on my immediate to-do list the action items and the questions and the terms of reference, but the terms of reference I'm going to wait for Susan to do a first draft on consensus. All right. I thank you all. Thank you all. We'll reconvene on Thursday, an hour and a half later than we have been in the past. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ron.
Goodbye.